Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to go off on a little tangent that I hope you don't mind, but some people probably will get upset by this. But I joked the other day about how in some states, the full-time legislatures don't get as much done as the part-time legislatures. And that's odd because they do have the time to do things like make a chocolate chip cookie the state cookie or some such. And I said that, and at the moment I said it, I actually thought it was true in Michigan. And after the fact, I checked my facts, and it turns out I was wrong. There is no official state cookie in Michigan as of the making of this video, at least according to the best of my research. Now, we do have other foolish laws that have been passed in Lansing, and I have to explain to you that what's going on here is that in the old days, you watched TV to learn how bills are made, Schoolhouse Rock, or you studied it in school, civics class. You learn how bills get passed and laws get made. And of course, nowadays, and even back then, they had field trips to go watch it happen. You go to Lansing on a field trip and watch the legislature in action. Woo! Well, somewhere along the line, it became a thing, at least in Michigan, but I suspect it's nationwide. But it became a thing where you'd say to the kids, by the way, children, how would you like to pass a law? And the children go, oh, we'd love to pass a law. And then you got to tell the kids, well, you can't pass the law that you really want to pass, whatever that might be. But you can pass a law because there's a whole area that the legislature, at least in Michigan, appears open to. And that is, you find something that hasn't been designated yet and get it designated. And by that, I mean, Michigan's got a state bird. It's the robin. We have a state tree, the white pine. We have a state motto and a state seal. We've got a state flag. So they say, how about this? Do we have a state cookie? Do we have a state reptile? And if we don't, we could ask the legislature if we can introduce the bill to make the cookie the state cookie, and then we can watch how the bill gets passed and turned into law. Would you like to do that, kids? Now, a group of kids never turned down the opportunity to do something weird like that. So, of course, they go, yeah, we're off to Lansing to pass a bill and make a law. But the legislature, I would think, has more important things to do, like passing actual laws. But I have to tell you that In researching this, I spend way too much time researching this weird stuff. It turns out that the Michigan state cookie almost was, but wasn't. House Bill number 5919 was introduced on May 18th, 2004 by Reps Gaffney, Ward, Knopf, Emmons, Huhn, Gleason, Wojno, Acevedi, DeRoche, Stahl, Voorhees, Walker, Palsrock, and Tabachman. 14 Michigan legislators were on board with this. House Bill number 5919, which was designed to designate an official cookie of this state, and if enacted, it would have read, the people of the state of Michigan enact Section 1. The Michigan Treasure Cookie is the official cookie of this state. Now, you might say, Steve, is it really that big of a deal that they let the kids come down and introduce a one-line bill? And whatever becomes of it, becomes of it. But seriously. Well, you know, the problem is you can't just pass goof bills and say, oh, this one doesn't count, but this one does count. Because it turns out that when bills get passed, they're real. And so not only do they show the kids that you have a bill and it gets entered here and passed and gets entered here and passed and then gets signed over here, they actually waste the time of doing things like legislative analysis. I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. Oh, the House Fiscal Agency, Mitchell Bean director, had to actually do the legislative analysis on the official state cookie proposal. House Bill 5919, as introduced, sponsor Rep. Edward Gaffney from the Committee Agriculture and Resource Management. And this is the first analysis because they do two analyses. The summary is the bill would designate the Michigan Treasure Cookie as the official state cookie. By the way, that summary is now already longer than the bill itself. But that's what government's good at. So they should teach children, watch, we can show you how wasteful the legislators can be because they're going to do your fool's errand for you. Fiscal impact. The bill would have no fiscal impact on state or local government. The apparent problem. Because they try to actually solve problems with their bills. Now, the apparent problem should be our children are somehow trying to learn how bills get passed, and yet they've sent us all off in this wild goose chase. But no, they said, throughout the years, the state has adopted various objects, animals, and plants as official state symbols. As the magazine Michigan History says, Michigan symbols represent the state in a colorful and special way. In addition to the state flag, coat of arms, and seal, the state's officially designated symbols include a flower, a bird, a tree, a stone, a gem, a fish, a type of soil, a reptile, we'll get to that, a game mammal, a wildflower, and a fossil. Conspicuously absent from this list, given that agriculture is one of the state's leading industries, is a state food, and in particular, a state cookie. By designating this, they're actually saying we could have a state pasta, we could have a state steak, we could have a state sandwich, we could have a state jello. I mean, where will this end? I mean, there's a huge problem here. Legislation to designate, and it's actually got a typo in it, legislation to designate an official state cookie was introduced at the behest of an intrepid group of fourth grade students from, and I'm not going to say the name of the school, because it's not the kids' fault. It's the teacher's fault. Whoever thought this up and said, let's go to Lansing and waste some taxpayer money. Yes! The content of the bill. The bill would create a new act it would create a law. It would add a page or two to my law books. The bill would create a new act to designate the Michigan Treasure Cookie as the official state cookie. While the bill does not include an official recipe, the following recipe is submitted with the bill by the students of the school, whose name I will not say. The recipe goes on for 2 pages. Background information. Other state cookies. Currently, 2 other states have official state cookies. New Mexico became the first with an official cookie when it designated the Bizcochito, a small anise-flavored shortbread cookie, as an official state cookie in 1989. And they give a cite, New Mexico Statutes 12-3-4. And then 1997, Massachusetts designated the traditional chocolate chip cookie as its official cookie, recognizing that the cookie was first invented at the Toll House restaurant in Whitman, Massachusetts, 1930. The Boston cream pie was designated the official state dessert in 1996 after it narrowly beat out nominations for the Toll House cookie and Indian pudding. Other official foods of Massachusetts include cranberry juice and the corn muffin. Legislation in Pennsylvania to designate an official state cookie has been held up for several years as state lawmakers struggle to choose between a Nazareth sugar cookie and the chocolate chip cookie. Yes, it's causing division in other legislatures. Legislation introduced to pick the chocolate chip cookie points out that snack food production is a key element of the Commonwealth's number one industry, which is agriculture, and that naming an official cookie of the Commonwealth would recognize the steadfast and loyal devotion of the citizens of Pennsylvania to the chocolate chip cookie. And that is from the Senate Bill 320 of the 2003-2004 legislative session. In adding to the bill, or in addition to the bill designating the Nazareth sugar cookie, another would designate the oatmeal chocolate chip cookie. Legislation in Wyoming that would designate the chocolate chip cookie as the official state cookie includes a recipe. That's kind of novel. Other recent proposals for state symbols include a state dog, a state children's book, an insect, an agricultural insect as opposed to a decorative insect, I guess, a waltz, a state burger, a state amphibian, and a state game bird. And then it goes, arguments for. While naming official state symbols may seem rather pointless to some, designating an official state cookie does have larger public policy implications. By naming an official cookie made largely of Michigan products, the bill supports the state's agriculture industry. While there would be no official state recipe for the cookie, the recipe provided by the elementary school utilizes products from several Michigan-based businesses, including Diamond Crystal brand salt from St. Clair County, Graceland fruit in Benzie County, and Pioneer brand sugar, a product of the Michigan Sugar Company. There are arguments against. State symbols in general are designed to draw attention to something unique about the state or to aspects of Michigan life. The proliferation of such symbols to an already lengthy list could very well render existing state symbols less consequential. Meanwhile, several students from the elementary school testified in support of the bill. So not only did they let the students actually come in and propose a bill and get 14 legislators to sign on to the bill, they actually let a couple of them come in, get sworn to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but truth, hope of God, and then testify before some committee in Lansing about why their particular cookie needs to be the state cookie. And by the way, obviously it needs to be a chocolate chip cookie, but that's not the point. That bill luckily died. It did not get past much beyond this point, which I was very happy to hear about, because that's what should happen to all these stupid bills that get introduced. But I found the one that didn't get killed as it should have. And I'm talking about House Bill number 4948 from June of 1995, introduced by Representative Gnatke, Freeman, Boddy, Gernot, Anthony, Perricone, Jellema, Hanley, Dahlman, London, Schroer, and Hammerstrom. 12 introduced House Bill number 4948, which would be a bill to designate the state reptile. We had suffered without one of those for some time. Became a state in 1837. Didn't have a state reptile till 1995. This bill solved that problem. And it reads, the people of the state of Michigan enact, this is a proposed bill, Section 1, the painted turtle, Latin name Chrysomys picta, is designated as the official reptile of this state. So here's what happens when you submit a bill on Capitol Hill. Like I said before, gets sent out to the House Legislative Analysis Section. Who wasted their time drafting this document? Says the bill would establish the painted turtle as the official state reptile. That's the summary of the bill, because the bill's only one sentence, but they have to do this for every bill, so we tie up somebody over at the House Legislative Analysis Section, and they actually created a document and filled it out. Again, I know you're saying, Steve, that's just one sentence. Who cares? The ocean is merely filled with drops of water. Because the very next thing that I saw was the House Legislative Analysis of the bill, which is 2 pages long. The apparent problem solved by the bill. Since Michigan became a state in 1837, it has adopted various objects, animals, and plants to serve. And this is the same thing they had before about the cookie. The bill would establish the painted turtle as the official state reptile. Background information. The painted turtle. By the way, I love turtles. I love turtles. I actually interact with turtles on a yearly basis. You might say, Steve, how is it possible? I actually keep a pair of work gloves in my truck, so that if I'm driving down the road and I see a turtle in the road, I stop, get out, put my gloves on, make sure I don't get killed, walk over, pick the turtle up, and get it out of the road so it doesn't get killed. Last year, I saved 3 or 4 painted turtles and 1 or 2 snapping turtles. There is a science to picking up a snapping turtle without losing a finger. And you can grab them in a spot right behind their front legs. You grab them basically right back here on the shell. They can't turn their head to bite you, and they can't get you with their front claws, and they can't get you with the back claws. I've picked up snapping turtles that probably weighed 15, 20 pounds. Carried them over to the side of the road, put them down. I've actually found a turtle that couldn't get up a curb in a town. I picked it up and carried it over to where it wanted to go. And of course, for those of you who don't know this, never turn a turtle around. So if you're taking it, if a turtle's going across the street this way and you pick it up, do not take it back that way. It will turn around and head back this way. Turtles have their own way of going where they go. No one knows how it works. Scientists aren't even sure. I know there's some watching who probably will weigh in on this. But turtles move around. They migrate because they specifically want to make sure that the genetic information gets spread. I'm not going to get into turtle evolutionary biology here, but suffice it to say, I've saved countless turtles. I'll post some photographs to show you. But the point is that I like turtles. But do we need a state turtle? No. Meanwhile, the painted turtle is among the most numerous of small pond turtles, found primarily throughout Michigan, but also U.S. and southern Canada, all the way down to Florida, Louisiana, and as far west as Arizona. Arguments for making it the state turtle? Well, the painted turtle is ideally suited to assume the role of state reptile, and it's found everywhere in Michigan. Arguments for, it's, you know, a good thing. Against? Well, the Associated Press points out that you can get salmonella with it, and should we really be popularizing a turtle? And, whatever. So I'm not going to get into the 2 pages of explanation that somebody actually spent their time writing, and that person's on my dime because my taxpayer dollars are being wasted on someone's salary who, we're going to teach some kids how to pass a law. So we're going to do some analysis on painted turtles. The bill got sent out for analysis. The Senate Fiscal Agency had to do an analysis on House Bill 4948. How are we doing on time? I mean, look at all the time I'm wasting. Summary, the bill would create a new act to designate the painted turtle as the official state reptile. Fiscal impact, it would have none. But the analyst on this was one person. The analyst on the fiscal impact was another person. So 2 people had to touch that and write it. Meanwhile, we have another analysis here by the other house. And I kid you not, by the time the dust settled, they passed it as a law. Section 2, 14. Do I have it? I understand I should have pulled this before. Let's see here. Compiled laws. I should have it. Uh-oh. I'm going to undo some of these, which is going to bother some people. Sorry. There we go. But this is just to prove to you about how these things have impact on real life. And that is that I can now open this book and go to MCL 2-14 and read to you a statute. It's on page 44 of my book, West's Michigan Compiled Laws, 2.14, State Reptile. 2.14, the state reptile is painted turtle. Section 1, the painted turtle, Chrysomys picta, is designated as the official reptile of this state. Public Act 1995, number 281, section 1, immediate effect, January 9th, 1996. So that bill, I'll straighten this mess out later, that bill got introduced 6 months later, got passed both houses, signed by the governor, enacted into law, and stuck into the law books because somebody thought, hey, let's go to Lansing and show people how laws are made. And children should be able to learn from teachers, talking to them. And, I mean, why don't we take them to the General Motors plant and show them how engines are made? Let's have them pour some engine blocks up at, the metal foundry. Why not? We could take this argument to the absurd, but the point I'm making is it's a waste of tax dollars. It's an utter waste of tax dollars. Take them on the field trip, have them watch what happens, let them go into some senator's office, House member's office, and let them look at the cool stuff on the walls, because they always have cool stuff on the walls, and call that a day. But you don't need them writing or drafting or actually getting laws passed, because it's a waste of time, a waste of taxpayer money, it's a waste of paper on my shelf. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.